Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, politics, us. It's time to talk with Jenny Coco here about it all. Now here's your host, Jenny Coco here.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. This is Jenny Coco here coming at you on a Sunday evening, 6:30 Central Standard Time, later than my usual time, but I just decided to go ahead and do a show today. I was not going to do a show because these last few weekends I have just been so busy, got other stuff going on, and it's just been real hard, but I could call in and do the show this evening if I just did it a little bit later. So that's what I did. I just scheduled it for 6:30, so instead of my usual 5 p.m. But 5 p.m. is still my usual time that I'm going to still try to shoot for, but just letting you know that that's just the reason why I did it at 6:30 today. Haven't done a show in a couple of weeks, and I'm sorry about that for those of you who might actually be listening and looking forward to the new shows. But like I said, things have just been a little hectic. But here I am today doing a show, and today's topic is going to be men advising women about dating. Now, I know that everyone has already heard about Steve Harvey's new book because it is a big hit. It's a New York Times bestseller, number one on the list. I don't know if it still is now, but I know that it was at least. It probably still is. And the book is called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And it's a book basically where Steve breaks it down. Now, if you listen to Steve Harvey's morning show, then you know that he has this little segment called the based upon the last name of one of his co-hosts. Let's see, he's got Carla and he's got Shirley. I'm trying to think of the name of the letter. But anyway, if you listen to it, to the show, then you know that the one of the hosts, Shirley, gives her opinion because she's a woman and she's, you know, very educated, very poised, and has her opinions, and she gives her advice. Strawberry, that's it, Strawberry Letter. I knew it would come to me. And there's a song from the past that's called Strawberry Letter also, Strawberry Letter 22. So anyway, she gives her advice about these letters that come in. It's kind of like a Dear Abby type thing. And then after she gives her very poised and very mature advice, and Steve comes in with the dude advice, with the ghetto advice, you know, like, I'm just going to tell you from a man's point of view, this is what should really be happening here. So based upon that, and I think also when he was based out of L.A., he had his own, you know, he had his own advice thing on that show as well called Ask Steve. And it just kind of spun off. And everyone kept asking him, Steve, you need to do a book. You need to do a book. So he did a book. And in the book, I bought a copy of it, got it right here in my hand. I didn't buy it. A friend of mine bought it for me. But I'm kind of just getting into it. Let's see, where am I at? I'm on page 25 right now. And it's basically kind of the setup of the book that I'm reading right now. But so far, so good. I really am enjoying it. I'm enjoying the easy read of it. Not that, you know, I'm intimidated by a hard read, but I just like the flow of it so far. And it sounds like Steve is talking to me as I read this book. So I will say that I like that aspect of it. And some of the stuff he's saying, and you can't do anything but go, yeah, well, he's got a point. So far, so good. I'm going to see what else he has to say. But Steve isn't the only one who's jumped on this little front of, this bandwagon of men giving advice to us clueless women about how it is that we're supposed to be acting and what we need to do to get and keep a man. Now, there's also Steve Ward. Now, some of you probably know who he is. If you ever heard of that book, He's Just Not That Into You, which was recently made into a motion picture. I didn't see the movie, but I think it's on DVD or about to be on DVD, so I'm definitely going to be getting that. I didn't see it in theaters, but I'm definitely gonna rent the movie and see, you know, what that was about. And I didn't read the book either, but I did see him on Oprah more than once. I saw those shows where he's basically just laying it down and saying, ladies, you need to stop. Get your head out of the clouds, get your heads out of your behinds, and know what's really going on in front of you. These men don't like you. They don't want you. Not all men, just some clueless women who are involved with men that treat them like crap. And they're like, well, I don't understand why he doesn't call. I don't understand. I treat him so well. He's just not that into you, chick. That's what Steve is saying, Steve Ward. That's what he's saying, you know. And he's got a new show on VH1 called Tough Love. I'll be honest with you, I'm real tired of a lot of these reality shows, but that show, I'm kind of digging it. Because he's just, you know, he's not pulling any punches with these women. No punches at all. You know, these women, they think they know it all. I'm like, you know, I've seen a couple of episodes. Well, I've seen all of the episodes thus far. I like it. You know, there's one sister on there, always got to be a token, you know. She thinks she's a little princess, and, you know, she's very educated, articulate. And, of course, she's like a lot of women who are that way. And she wants a man to be a certain specific way, and if he's not, then she's, you know, not going to have it. And then, of course, you know, she has her own flaws, you know, but, you know, it's not about her. It's about the man she wants. She's picking for herself. And there's nothing wrong with having standards, honey. Trust me, we should all have them. But there's a point where you're going a little bit above just having standards, and you're being really, really unreasonably picky. And I think that maybe she kind of is. I mean, she's not Tyra Banks. She's not Halle Berry, you know. Sometimes you got to come down a little bit and just start accepting some things about some brothers that, you know, some of these women just are not accepting. Now, let me get off of my little advice horse there for a minute and get back on topic. Anyway, the show, Tough Love, has a lot of women who have a lot of problems on it, and they come on the show, or they have come on the show, to try to get help. Now, I think when they first came on the show, they thought it was going to be a female helping them, but then when Steve walked out, they're like, okay, there's a guy going to be doing this. And he basically pulls no punches. He puts it out in the most basic sense that you can possibly do. This is something that I think most of these men have in common. When you're talking about women giving advice to other women, have you ever noticed that it's always so complicated? It's always so complicated. It's always so, you know, oh, we got to do this and do that, and we have to do all of these things and go all the way around the world. And when the men give you the advice, it's always very poignant, very point blank, basic stuff. You need to do this and don't do that. And there you go. You know, that's usually how it is. Not all men are that way. Some men try to go all the way around the world, too, because they're not being honest. That's what I really honestly and truly believe. I believe that Steve Ward and Steve Harvey are both very basic and very simple with their advice because they're very honest about what it takes. If you kind of on the chunky side and you trying to attract a man, you pretty much need to believe that you're going to be having trouble finding, you know, men out of the whole pool of men, because all men are not into chunky sisters. Some men like it like that. Some men can deal with that. It's all good. But if you're going to be chunky, be sexy and chunky. Don't be sloppy and chunky, slovenly and chunky. No, you got to be sexy with it. You got to have your sexy walk going. That's a basic thing about guys, you know. A lot of guys not into the chunky women, but those who are, they don't want a slovenly. I've never known any man to want a slovenly chunky woman. He wants a sexy chunky woman. He wants a woman who is like Monique. Is like Monique, you know. And who Monique is big, but she's big and sexy. She puts those clothes on and that weave and that makeup, and she's always laid and done really well. And a lot of guys are actually attracted to Monique. Monique's never, I don't think she's ever had a problem getting a man. I know she's famous, but I don't think she had a problem getting a man before. So if sexy with it, then that's cool. So that's one bit of advice that he would probably give. And he would also say that if you are are a working woman, a mature, you know, kind of got your things together, got your, you know, career together, everything going for you right now, then don't go into the relationship thinking that just because you have all these things that you are ruling everything. Because one thing that I believe Steve Ward and Steve Harvey both agree with is that you cannot be the boss of the man. You cannot be the boss of the man. The man has to feel like he is important and that he is, you know, needed by you. If you make him feel like you don't need him, that you got your own money, your own house, your own this, your own that, and you don't need him, that he's only there for, I don't know, shits and giggles, then that's not going to last. He'll probably stay there for a little shits and giggles, and then he's going to be out the door. So that's just some of the basic stuff. Now, what I wanted to also discuss about these men giving advice to women and about us taking and you know, kind of getting our, you know, sensibilities up when it comes to men, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, Steve's book is selling like hotcakes. The show on VH1 by Steve Ward is really, really popular. And then we've got these podcasts and different other books that are out where men are trying to lay it down to women that this is what you have to do. And women, we're basic, simple creatures, and this is what you need to do to get and keep a man. Now, I'm wondering if this can, in some regard, backfire on us sisters, I mean, on us ladies, not just black women, but all women. Can this backfire? Is it possible that if we become really learned about how a man's mind works and how to not be played by guys and how to not be taken advantage of, if we all become so enlightened, is it possible that we could end up dateless? Now, I'm sure you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? We have the men, you know, banging on our doors and we had this kind of enlightenment. No, I don't know. Because men have different aspects of their dating life. You know, in their younger years, or not even so young for some guys, because sometimes guys will take it on into their 30s, 40s, and 50s. But men all go through this period of life where they just like to play. They're not thinking about anything serious. They're not thinking about getting into a committed relationship. They just want to have some fun, stress-free, drama-free fun. Now, if the women are all feeling like, oh, I'm empowered, I'm enlightened, Steve Harvey told me this, and Steve Ward told me that, so you're not going to play me. This is not going to work. Either you are going to be this way, or we're going to work it out this way, or it's not happening. Or maybe they don't come across like that, because then, you know, the guy's like, you know, out the door anyway. But if they're so enlightened by this advice that comes through from Steve Ward and the likes of Steve Ward and Steve Harvey, if they're so enlightened and so, you know, knowledgeable now about how dating works, then you've got probably a lot of really smart women out there now that are just not allowing themselves to be taken advantage of. You know, nobody's allowing themselves to be taken advantage of. Nobody's allowing themselves to be, you know, used, abused, taken for granted. You know, not abused, maybe I shouldn't use that word, but just you know, tinkered with, toyed with, and then discarded like some men tend to do with some women. So then you have the women who are all just interested in being serious and interested in a committed relationship. All of a sudden we're finding ourselves alone on Saturday night, dateless, with no dates, because the guy said, oh, she's no fun. She's wanting to be serious. I want to play. I'm not in that point in my life. I want to play. And nobody's allowing me to play with them. So then when we used to have dates because the guys were getting over on us, we don't get dates anymore because now we're too wise. We're hip to them, and they know that we're hip to them, so now they're not calling. You think that can happen? I know that's really kind of far-fetched. I was having this discussion with a friend of mine earlier, and I came up with that brilliant analogy, thinking, that could possibly happen. But no, I think, of course, there are always going to be women out there who are going to let men do whatever they want to do, because there's always going to be those sisters and those women out there who are going to say, I'm just glad he's here. I'm just glad he called. I'm just glad he wants to be in my life in any capacity. I'll take a piece of man instead of being alone. There's always going to be those women out there. No matter how many books are written and how many shows are produced and how many podcasts are broadcast over the airwaves, there's always going to be that chick that's just, you know, saying, I'm just happy, you know, he wants to have anything to do with me. I'm just happy. Sad but true, sad but true. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now we are about to come up on our first break. And I will be right back with a little bit more about this topic, and then we'll get into what we'll be discussing on next week's topic. So stay tuned. right, and we're back. That was My Foolish Heart by Bill Evans. I need to get some new music in here. I love that song. I love it. I really, really do. But I think I need to get some new music because I'm playing the same songs every show. So next time, I promise, we'll have some new music so you guys can enjoy that during our intermissions. So back on to our topic today. We were talking about the men that are advising us ladies about dating. And me, myself, personally, I am quite appreciative of these types of books because I'm dating, you know, as I have said before in past shows. You know, I am divorced and I've been dating for several years now. Currently, though, I'm not dating anyone, I guess I should say, seriously. I am dating. I do go out. In fact, after this podcast, I'm going out. But I'm not dating anyone seriously. I'm just kind of enjoying my life right now and kind of enjoying, you know, the company of some people, and it's all open and honest. Nobody's being deceptive. At least I'm not. I can't say the same for them. But as far as I can tell, they're both really good guys, and they're being quite you know, open and honest with me, and I appreciate that very much. But I will have to say, though, about one of our men that likes to give advice to women and is trying to help us. I do appreciate that very much. You know, don't get me wrong on that. But Steve Harvey, I will have to call him to task on one of his tidbits, one of his pieces of advice that I've heard him give more than once on his radio show. Now, I have, like I said, I'm just really getting into his book, so I can't say whether or not this is something that he mentions in the book, but I can't imagine he doesn't because he's brought it up so often on his show. And this is his opinion where he says that, And the title pretty much says it all. Act like a lady, think like a man. In other words, don't try to act like a man. In that, don't try to get out there and date casually and you know, just kind of have some fun instead of, you know, being serious and committed. I think that's what he means because I've heard him say that on the show. He said that he doesn't believe that a woman can get out there and date casually without being serious with someone and date more than one person at a time and still be a lady. That is his opinion. He doesn't see that that's something that women can do without being labeled a certain thing. Now, I do think, and I know that there are some people out there still living in the Stone Ages who do feel that that's something that is accurate. But I just don't feel that way. I don't agree with that. So that's where one thing I'll have to call him to the carpet on and disagree with him about. And there's another thing about that same topic where he's saying that a woman cannot do this. He also is of the opinion, at least I've heard him say on his show, that he is of the opinion that women tend to, every single time that they are intimate with a gentleman, they fall in love or they fall in like or they think they've fallen in love with someone simply because they have lain down with that individual. And that's how men tend to get over on women because they get so emotionally attached after giving that part of themselves to someone. Now, I will have to agree with him there to a point. Women are much more emotionally attached when it comes to intimacy, much more emotionally attached. Men can disregard it. They can stick it in, pull it out, and be done with it. They don't even think about it again. You know, after the nut, they are done. Excuse my language, you know. This is a mature show, so you understand, you understand. After the nut, they're done with it. They're done. They are finished. It's over. They pull up the drawers. They go wash the thing in the sink. Whatever they got to do, you know. They're done with it. Women don't quite do it quite like that, but I have to disagree with him and say that all women are not so feeble-minded that they lay down with a man and all of a sudden they're hopelessly, helplessly in love or even have delusions of love about each and every person that they're with. That's not the case. I know women who have been in college or who date, you know, and who can be with a guy and it's just about the sex. It's just about that intimacy. I even know women who have been with men where they get in there and they have the intimacy, and then the guy wants to call you tomorrow, and the girl is like, I'll get back to you. And it's not because the sex wasn't good. It's because, you know, you've done your job. You've done your thing. Now let's just move on and be cool, you know. That's it. You know, we had fun. That was it. And there are women out there that think like that, and they're perfectly happy with it, and they don't feel like, oh, my God, is he going to call me? It's not even like that. So that's where I have to disagree with him. And me, kind of right now, I'm kind of going through that myself. You know, I'm dating people, and I'm happy in my dating situations right now for the moment. You know, eventually I'm going to want to get back on that serious tip with someone. But right now I'm happy with what I'm doing for the moment, and I'm having fun. I mean, I'm going out, you know, I get, you know, treated to nice, you know, dinners and movies, and I'm not taking advantage of these gentlemen now. I'm not telling you, y'all got to take me here, y'all got to, you know, these men call me, ask me out. Okay, so that's just how that goes. And I've never lied to either one of them and told them that I'm interested in this and that and the other thing. I've been quite frank about what my intentions are, and they've been quite frank with what theirs are, and it's just two consenting adults having three. Consenting adults having fun. So it's like that. You know, we'll get back into this topic on another show. But this has been really, really fun. 30 minutes. You know what? I'm not sure it was enough because I did have some other stuff that I wanted to talk about where this topic is concerned. I thought 30 minutes would have been good enough, but we're down to our last minute or so in the show. So I want to end it with letting you guys know that I wanted to do another show next week. I'm going to try and get a guest next week, and I think the topic is going to be about Barack's trip to Europe and how everything has been going with his trip to Europe. I'm sure you guys have been checking it out and seeing how things have been going for him. It's been very exciting. Rock star treatment. Michelle has been followed. Every little detail of her wardrobe and her hair and her skin and everything has been followed, and it's just been really exciting. And I just love seeing it. Oh, my God, I get so such goosebumps seeing them over there and seeing how well they're being treated, as a stark contrast to how our former president was treated and the first lady. But anyway, we won't get too much into that right now. But next week, look for me at my regular time around 5 p.m., and I'll have a guest next week. But for now, this is Jenny Coco Cure signing off. Good night, and God bless.
My morning, night, and noon. My baby, I'll be back soon. My star up in the sky. I just called to say hi. My, what you want to eat now? My baby, come rub my feet. My girls, you understand. I'm talking about my man who takes me high.
Everything that I like. He got me open, I love him, I need him, believing, trusting his heart.
My intelligent thug, my necessary hug, my I apologize, my I'm sorry, you was right. My I'm gonna give you more, my what you want from the store. My girls, you understand, I'm talking about my name.
Cause with that man is where I belong. I'm implementing cause he motivates and make me zone. Leave me old picture that y'all. Let's keep it real and matter fact y'all. Before you think about it, sister, don't you get me wrong. It's all about the love we be about it strong. Testing me old never that y'all. Cause it's a